KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports for the second night in a row, 10 different players got into the scorebook for the Cam girls basketball team, and the Cougars raced away from Arweva for a 76-44 win. The Cougars jumped out to a 24-7 lead by the end of the first and were up by 21 at the half and kept adding points the rest of the way. Eva Stephenson finished with 15 points. Mallory Benkin had 12, and Reese Snyder had 11. The Cougars improved to 11-3 on the season. Arweva was led by 19 points from Maggie Regular and 10 from Bridget Cameron. The Rockets fell to 3-11 on their year. Elsewhere in girls basketball, it was Creston over Kemper Catholic 66-48. Dennis and Schleswig downing St. Albert 52-41. Lewis Central was a 47-15 winner over Shenandoah. AHSTW girls won over IKM Manning 72-53. It was Trainer over Logan Magnolia 43-33. Tri-Center had a 52-16 victory over Missouri Valley, and Underwood was a 50-36 winner over Audubon in girls hoops. Elsewhere, it was Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton over Woodbine, 64-30. Peyton Sherdan over Coon Rapids Baird, 49-34. In the Corner Conference Tournament, a consolation match was won by Fremont Mills with a 47-30 win over Sydney. The championship, though, went to Stanton with a 51-34 win over East Mills. Lennox beat Southeast Warren in girls hoops 47-31. It was Mount Air over Martinsdale St. Mary's 61-57. Nottoway Valley down to Central Decatur 88-45. Wayne defeated Bedford 55-45. In overtime, it was Twin Cedars over Orient Maxburg girls 52-45. Lamar's over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 52-42. And Sioux City East over Council Bluffs TJ by a score of 40-15 in girls action. Connor McKee hit a baseline jumper with about 24 seconds left in the game that proved to be the difference in the Cam boys' 54-52 win over Arweva last night. The Rockets turned the ball over on their next possession, and Walker Gettler was fouled with 4 seconds left after grabbing the steal. He missed the front end of the bonus, and Arweva got it back and called a timeout with 3 seconds left. The Rockets tried to heave a pass to the top of the key, but nobody was able to get a hold of the ball, and then time ran out. Talking about the game-winning shot, McKee said they talked about getting him the ball on the baseline.
So we drew the play up for me to catch the ball on the other side of the baseline, and I saw that the guy that was guarding me cheated a little bit after Arp threw me the pass, so I just drove in to the down baseline, and I'm confident with my mid-range shot, so I just stopped and popped it, and it felt a little off to the left, but it ended up rolling around and going in, but it felt like it took forever to fall.
McKee led the Cougars with 17 points. Colby Rich had 15, and Cade Tickner dropped in 12. Now the Cougars get back to a .500 record at 6-6. McKee said this win should help to propel them forward.
Yeah, it definitely gives us confidence moving forward because we knew that we played well last night, but, you know, ACDC is a good team. It is one slipped away from us, but it's definitely a real confidence booster to come out here tonight and win, especially after we lost the first time.
Arweva was led by 16 points from Zach Schimmer and 15 points from Will Regular. The Rockets fall to 7-7 on their season. Another boys' play was Creston over Kemper Catholic 66-48. Lewis Central was a 65-30 winner over Shenandoah. St. Albert down to Dennis and Schleswig 72-67. AHSTW boys were a 52-44 winner over IKM Manning. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 58-44. Tri-Center blew past Missouri Valley 76-27. Coon Rapids Baird boys were a 67-42 winner over Peyton Sherdan. Woodbine downed Xyra EHK 66-37. Central Decatur was an 11-point winner over Nottoway Valley 68-47. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Mount Air 54-36. It was Wayne over Bedford 51-42. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln boys were a 56-39 winner over Lamar's. Sioux City East beat Council Bluffs TJ 85-36. And Twin Cedars was a 46-32 winner over Orient Maxburg in boys high school basketball. A district and sub-state assignments for classes 2A and 1A are now available for the 2021 basketball postseason. Postseason competition begins with 1A preliminary round games on Friday, February 12th, followed by first round games on Monday, February 15th in both classes. For bracket purposes, the winners of District 1 and District 2 will play in Substate 1. The winners of District 3 and 4 will play in Substate 2, and so on and so on. Pairings will be available in February following the coaches' seating meetings. Assignments for classes 3A and 4A will be available next Friday, January 29th. 8 teams from each class will advance to the 2021 state tournament, which is currently set for March 8th through the 12th at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Tickets are $6 for district games and $8 for substate finals. Day one of the John J. Harris Wrestling Invitational in Corning was contested on Friday. And this year's unique format, 106 to 145-pound weight classes, were contested all the way through on the first day. Today, the 152 to 285-pounders will get to compete. Atlantic Ham had one champion on day one, with Joe Weaver taking the title at 126 pounds. He defeated Xavier Travato of Missouri Valley by decision 12-8 in the finals. Jacksonville was a third-place winner at 132 pounds for the Trojans. You can see the list of placing rundowns by weight class from day one on our sports page at KJAN.com. The Atlantic Ham girls wrestling team had three individuals compete at the IWCOA girls state tournament Friday in Iowa City. All of the Trojan grapplers were knocked out on day one in the second round of consolations. Those results also posted on the sports page at KJAN.com. Now, the sites and assignments for all three classifications of bowling are now available for the 2021 Boys State Qualifying Meets. Those district events are scheduled for Monday, February 15th at locations across the states. This year's state qualifying meets will be IHSAA boys teams only due to COVID-19 guidance and facility limitations. Girls meets held by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Association are set for Tuesday, February 16th. Qualifying IHSAA teams and individuals advance to the 2021 state meets, which are set for February 23rd and 24th at Cadillac XBC in Waterloo. Tickets at the district meets permitting spectators are $6 apiece. And the Big 12 Conference has announced the rescheduling of the Iowa State-Texas men's basketball game to Thursday, February 18th at 6 p.m. at Hilton Coliseum. The game will be televised on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. The game was originally scheduled for January 20th before being postponed due to COVID-19 protocols in the Cyclone program. Future scheduling adjustments will be announced when available. Finally, in sports, former Iowa State standout Micah Hyde and his Buffalo Bills look to knock off the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in Sunday's AFC Championship game in Kansas City. The eighth-year safety expects Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes to play, and in fact, the Chiefs announced Friday Mahomes has been cleared from the league's concussion protocol. Mahomes was hurt in last week's playoff win over Cleveland.
Playing Baltimore last week and then coming into the Chiefs is like total opposites of the spectrum. Now, obviously, a great quarterback, a guy that can make any throw, get outside the pocket. He's dangerous, smart, can do it all. One of the best quarterbacks in this league.
The Chiefs beat the Bills 26-17 in a regular season game back in mid-October.
We're able to limit their explosions downfield in the pass game, but at the same time, we give away way too many yards in the run game. So, that's something that we got to fix. But you know, I think the good thing is we have played these guys once already.
Micah Hyde talks about trying to cover Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
He understands the game very well. He understands, obviously how to beat man-to-man, uses his size, his strength, his leverage. And then on top of that, if this is zone, he's able to find the holes. They run a lot of stuff scheme-wise for him, and he's hard to get down.
You can listen for the Chiefs game Sunday night right here on KJAN. Sports was brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.